It's okay to feel afraid, but don't let that stand in your way no longer. Everyone knows that love is the only rule. And since we're only here for a while, we might as well show some style. Give us a smile now. Isn't that love on your eyes? See me sliding down, got me gliding down. Oh, try not to try too hard. It's just a love of me.
Happy Independence Day. So great of you to come here and spend it with us and make this evening and our part in it possible. We thank you for being here. Thank you. We're going to continue with a Buddy Holly tune now that we tried to actually change things up a little bit for you and do some songs we haven't played for a while at Tanglewood, but we've got some old tunes too. So. Got some favorites as well. So here's that Buddy Holly tune.
Thank you.
day. That's another day. It's another good song. I wish we'd thought to put that on the list. Thanks for asking. Thank you very much, kind listener. I love you too. I do. Sure glad you showed up tonight too. It's not the same without you. You know, this is a fantastic band that it's been a great pleasure of my life to work with these guys. I actually thought I was going to take the summer off this year and not work, but I felt really bad about giving up my spot on the 4th of July here in Tanglewood. So. Yeah. So, what am I, crazy? This next song is I think the song is about the fall of the year, about the autumn. You know, I should know because I wrote it, but sometimes it takes a while for me to figure out. You know, I just often feel as though I'm just the first person to hear these songs, and it takes a while to figure out what they actually meant. But this song, I think, is about the coming of winter, and somehow my dad's in there somewhere too. He shows up in a lot of songs without my knowing it. Anyway, here's Walking Man.
Moving in silent desperation, keeping an eye on the Holy Land, a hypothetical destination. Say, who is this walking man? Leaves have come to turn, the goose has gone to fly, and the bridges are for burning, so don't you let that yearning pass you by. Oh, walking man walks, any other man stops and talks. The walking man walks. Well, the frost is on the pumpkin, and the hay is in the barn, and you know that happy's come rambling off, stumbling around, drunk down on the farm. The walking man walks on by, doesn't know nothing about nothing, oh, any other man stops at. The walking man walks on by. Oh, walk on by. Kissing his existence goodnight. Oh, walking man, walking man, walk on by my door. Any other man stops and talks, no, but not the walking man. Oh,
never walking man. He's just a wild born walk on walking man.
Thank you. Wrong time of year for that song, but there it is. I want to introduce the horn players to you now. First of all, on trumpet, originally from Salt Lake City, spends a lot of time in Los Angeles now, writes a lot of music for TV and movies. Please welcome a great, great trumpet player, a great arranger and orchestrator, Mr. Walt Fowler, Walter Fowler. And I don't know if there are any Blues Brothers fans in the audience tonight, but if you're a Blues Brothers fan, you probably recognize the saxophone player from the Blues Brothers and from the original Saturday Night Live band. Mr. Lou Marini, Blue Lou, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen. Tasty. You've got some new songs. Some new songs, but I know you didn't come here tonight to listen to no goddamn new music. No. But don't worry, the new ones are just like the old ones. So, and we're going to do it quick, like removing a Band-Aid, you know. It's get it over with. This is the first song on the new record, which is, you know, a year old now, but... This is a song about beginnings called Today, Today, Today. Singer and recording artist in her own right, with her own album of her own work just released this past fall. Please welcome, if you will, from Nashville, Tennessee, Andrea Zahn. Andrea Zahn. and on drums, a bit of a legend, actually. Please welcome, if you will, Mr. Steve Gadd. Sort of a theme I keep coming back to. Essentially, it's sort of nature as church, kind of spiritual connection with nature, kind of hippie bullshit from 1968. That's my thing, is that country hippie thing, you know. Man, we got a solid dose of it here in the Berkshires, too. Walking on a country road.
I'm okay. There's just one. Steve Dad.
This is so sudden.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you.
Can't say I understand it. Here's a song that was we wrote it a while back, and we don't play it very often, unlike the song that we just finished, which we do very often. We haven't played this for a while.
Here's a song that was, it's called On the 4th of July. It's a song from back there somewhere, but it's not a patriotic song. It's another love song that just happens to take place on the 4th of July.
July.
4th of July. Take a moment and introduce some more players playing the electric guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, none better in all the universe. Please welcome Mr. Mikey Landau on the electric guitar. And standing next to Mike there playing the bass, and also our band leader from Minneapolis, Minnesota, please welcome Mr. Jimmy Johnson. Jim Johnson. Well, they sure gave us a beautiful evening, didn't they? And this is a lovely, lovely thing to behold. That great lawn nation out there in this beautiful weather. Happy 4th out there on the lawn. This next song that we're going to do is the title song from an album from back there in the middle distance somewhere called That's Why I'm Here. And the fourth verse of this song is particularly for those of you out on the lawn tonight.
Touch me, my long-lost friend. Listen to reason and understand. Think of me from way back when. Listen to me and listen. Well, we fell out of love, ran out of love. Seemed like lightning struck. I've been thinking of leaving, but I can't raise a roof. James, I'm wondering, could I borrow your truck?
Let's
introduce some other singers to you. We already called out Andrea Zahn's name. Standing next to Andrea from Los Angeles, California, from a remarkable musical family in LA, a great songwriter and recording artist herself, please welcome Katie Markowitz. Kate Markowitz. Also from Los Angeles, please welcome a terrific singer. You wouldn't recognize it perhaps, but you've heard his voice many times singing with Aretha Franklin and Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson and many others. He also sings with people who are alive, living. Truly the singer's singer, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dorian Holly. Dorian Holly. And here's the Stripes, ladies and gentlemen. Originally from Cleveland, but as a citizen of the world, my old and dearest friend, please welcome Mr. Arnold McCullough. Actually, sometimes when we get a chance, I add to our group of fantastic singers by twisting the arm of my beautiful wife, getting her to come on stage too. Let's please welcome Kim Taylor. Now that we've got all these singers up here, why don't we just take a moment to do something of patriotic here.
Oh, beautiful for space and skies, for round the winds of grain, for pearl
for that.
Time is just flying by. We're getting towards the end of the first set. We're going to take a brief intermission, a little break. I don't know why we do that. It just sort of became a thing. And it happens. We'll turn on the lights and, you know, talk amongst yourselves. We'll just be waiting on the other side of the curtain. 20 minutes to go by, and then we'll come back out and play the second set, which is there are a few surprises. Mostly stuff that you won't be surprised to hear, perhaps, but. But a couple of things. So yeah, an adequate set in many ways. And we do have a special guest for you tonight. Extremely special. So we'll do this next song, and we'll see you back here. Go wander around a little bit, but don't go far. Come back in 20 minutes, please.
Now, back to the usual fare. Play another love song for me. Heartbreak tune now. This a song sort of modeled after those Philadelphia Productions, great Philadelphia soul songs. This is a song called I Was a Fool to Care.
Thank you.
remember is a freezing cold wind. The water reaching up to swallow me whole. Ice in the rigging and the howling wind. Shock to my body as it tumbled in.
Big fan of polar explorers, and he had all those books by Ernest Shackleton and all those amazing stories of people putting themselves through that frozen hell. I don't know why they did it, but they seemed to think it was a good idea at the time. That song, Frozen Man, is about an expedition called the Franklin. The Franklin sailed out of England and was trying to find a Northwest Passage over Canada and over Alaska, which was a bad idea, particularly at the time.
a song about obsession, obsessive compulsive song.
This next one is a song about a dog, a song about a dog.
Sunny sky sleeps in the morning, he doesn't know when to rise. He closes his weary eyes upon upon the day. Look at him yawning. Throwman is born in hours a week. He knows how to ease down slow, yeah. Everything is fine in the end, and you will be pleased to know. But sunny skies has a friend. Sunny skies weeps in the evening. It doesn't much matter why. And he has to cry from time to time. Everyone's leaving. Sunny skies has to stay behind. He knows how to ease down slow. Everything's fine in the end. You will be pleased to know. Please do know that sunny skies misses his. He closes his weary eyes upon the day, for him, and he throws it all away. Looking at the snow and trees that grow outside my window, thinking about the things that pass me by.
Sunny skies. There's the work.
Put water in my water. Here's a song from sort of the middle distance back there somewhere. It's sort of a title track to an album a few albums ago. Thank you. song called The First of May. And it's a song about the beginning of spring, the end of winter. My dad always used to say something on the 1st of May every year. We'd wait for him to say it because it was like clockwork, you know. We'd see the day approaching on the calendar and we'd say, oh, here comes the 1st of May. Listen for Dad to say it. He'd say, he'd get a sort of a wistful, faraway look on his face and say, after a couple of drinks, he'd say, hooray, hooray, the 1st of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. Sorry. We just thought it was something he liked to say, you know, and didn't give it much thought, but it turned out actually, over time, it turned out that he really meant it.
couldn't want anything better.
Ladies and gentlemen, playing percussion of all sorts, a man who can hit things and make music, originally from Cuba, citizen of the world, master of Latin percussion, please welcome Luis Conte. Luis Conte. Luis Conte. Beautiful Interdependence Day. This is lovely. This is a song off the last record, a song about another one of those place songs. It's about an actual geographic location. This one is called Montana.
I'm not smart enough for this life I've been living. A little bit slow for the pace of the game. It's not I'm ungrateful for all I've been given. Nevertheless, just the same. I wish to my soul that I was back in Montana, high on my mountain and deep in the snow, back in my cabin over the valley, under the blankets with you.
Floating down the Housatonic River, particularly scenic stretch of the Housatonic. This is called October Road.
It's a real good song that the sun wrote down behind the hill. I know I stand there still to move.
From New York City, actually, he's probably moving up in this direction, gonna try living in the countryside a while, but a rising star and a great player known in the jazz world for his own compositions and recordings. Please welcome on piano, Mr. Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes. This next tune is a song about my native state of North Carolina. Probably not the one you're thinking of. We will do that one too. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. But it's in our second set, and we're here now. So. Great set. This is my other song about North Carolina. Down on Copper Line.
Since he gave stranger to down old copper line. Copperhead, copper beach, copper ghetto sitting side by each. Copper coil, copper Georgia beach, way down old copper line. Copper line under Morgan Creek. I'm only living till the end of the week. Hercules and a hawk nose snake down old copper line. Take me down on copper line. Warm summer night, copper line. Slip away past supper time. Wood smoke and moonshine, way down old copper line. One time I saw my daddy dance. Watched him moving like a man in a trance. He brought it back from the war in France, down old copper line. Sword and turpentine, summer ice and your moonshine, way down on copper line. We were down on copper line. Oh, first kiss ever I took, stole a page from a romance book. The sky opened and the earth shook. Way down on copper line. Oh, so far from a windy height, I only knew how to hold on tight. Break my love last all night down old copper line. Day breaks and the boy wakes and the dog barks and the bird sings and the sap rises and the angels sigh. Yeah, I'd rather go back as if I could. All spec house of plywood tore up. Tore up good, way down old copper line. It doesn't come as a surprise to me. It doesn't touch my memory. But I'm lifting up, got me rising free, down old copper line. I'm a fog, I'm a Morgan Creek. I'm only living till the end of the week. And a hawk nose snake down old copper line, on copper line. Take me down on copper line. Oh, down on copper line. Take me back down on copper line.
This is a song that I wrote about, probably about 3 miles from right where I'm sitting right here, over in the town of Stockbridge. In the winter of 1968-1969.
just yesterday morn, they then know you're gone. Suzanne, the friends they made put an end to you. I walk out this morning and I wrote down the song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Down on me, Jesus, you gotta help me to make a stand. Just gotta see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't begin it any other way. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you again. Mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows the cold wind blows, like to turn your head around. Hours, hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams of blind machines in pieces on the ground. I've seen sunny days that I thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you somehow one more time again, yeah. Thought I'd see my way this time around. Thought I'd see you fire and rain. Thought I'd see you just one more time, Susan. La 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 la.
We are going to play this next song. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mr. Deepy. Very kind. Play this next tune and then take a brief intermission. There's no real reason for it. I don't see why we do that, but it's kind of become a thing. I just stand on the other side of that big door there and look at my watch for 20 minutes, and then we come out and do the set, which is, don't do it. I don't know, I'd be afraid to do anything on your say-so alone. Or not to do it. Anyway. And it's got a couple of new tunes, it's true, cursed new tunes, but mainly it's just, after that, it's just jam-packed with hit after hit. It's a sturdy set, and I think adequate in its content. So we'll do this next tune, and then we'll see you in 20 minutes. We'll turn on the lights. You should talk amongst yourselves, catch up on your correspondence, whatever you think is right, and we'll be back in the 20 minutes. And we were joined by yet another singer. Who is it? Yes, it's more nepotism, actually. Please welcome my son, Henry Taylor, Hank.
Thank you. Andrea Zahn, Kate Markowitz, Arma McCullough, Kim, and Henry Taylor. We'll see you in a little bit. Don't go far.
Know this next song because the most famous version of the tune was done by Elvis Presley, but we take our inspiration from the original, which was done by Big Mama Thornton. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, baby. Moving around my nothing but a hound dog, baby. Walking around my door, you can wag your tail. Ain't gonna feed you no more. They told me you're high class. I can see through that.
I do this tune for you now, I want to spend just a little more time with you.
I got a watch, no one's watching me go. Watching me packing my bags. He knows I'm leaving town. I can see that it's a drag.
Why leave the life I love here in the great state of Maine? Just to ride that shining rail, just a sidestep.
That he made across the country called Promised Land.
something in Charlie Puth. I've had rock and roll, but that was a melody. It was 100 miles out of the Delta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. That's an old trouble attorney.
Now, this is a classic road song written by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a road runner.
Thank you.
The Roadrunner. It's a, that is a classic highway tune. This is a song that was covered by Ray Charles and B.B. King. They did an album together and they did this song as a duet.
Not at all.
That's good enough. Records over there, which a story I've told you countless times. But I was touring, I was playing small clubs and stuff, and I could live pretty much wherever I wanted, and so I decided to live where my family had spent summers. We used to drive up from North Carolina to Martha's Vineyard. It was a much simpler place. This is before the Hollywood people discovered it, and the presidents hadn't discovered it yet. There wasn't any rock and roll singer living there yet. It was a very quiet place, but I had loved it. We, all in my family, we really loved the place, so I thought to move back there. And within a year or so, the rest of my family, none of whom went on to college, if they managed to graduate high school, that was good. But we all chasing that endless summer, and when winter came, it was a very different proposition from what we had in mind. There's a song about that called Raised Up Family.
Yeah.
Here's that other song about North Carolina I promised you.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. Catherine, she's a silver sun. You best walk her way and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing out of the line, crying, ain't I? I'm going to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Hey baby, sky's on fire, I'm dying, need I? Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind? In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Oh, and it's just like a friend of mine, they hit me from behind. Till I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling me. Peace and flight and dogs at fight. Signs and mighty omens say I'm going, I'm going, I'm going to Carolina in my mind. It's with the holy host of others standing around me.
My.
from our last studio album that we released, I guess it must be maybe 4 or 5 years ago now. This is a song that's particularly intended for those of us who are Red Sox fans. I realize that. I realize that the Berkshires are sort of on the cusp between Yankees territory and Red Sox territory. There's many a Yankees fan in the house, I'm sure. The band is about evenly split, too. But this song is about the 2004 final victory over the curse of the Bambino. And the song starts out that way. It says, 86 summers gone by, the Bambino put a hex on the bean. That's true. They say that as Babe Ruth was traded from the Red Sox to the Yankees in 1918, as he left town, he put a curse on Boston. And for 86 years, we just couldn't get around the New York Yankees. They were too good. Sort of gave us a kind of a. Boston fans had a kind of a thing, kind of a like a condition, like a mental illness about the New York Yankees, which for many years were the two best teams in baseball. I mean, the Yankees were the two best teams, and it did something to Boston's fans, but. All of that changed in 2004. So I had never written a baseball tune before, but I thought I'd try my hand. This is about the 2004 victory, a song called Angels at Fenway. And joining us is someone who sang on the original recording of it. Although it was 5 years ago and he had a different range to his voice at that time, please welcome Henry Taylor. There he is.
'86 summers gone by, the Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tyrannicide in the shadow of the Bronx machine. And you can feel it smolder. The whole town had an attitude. Tend to get a big chip on your shoulder. Say something's downright rude. God damn them Yankees. I'll spend everybody 2-1. Picking up on the cream of the crop. Everyone's favorite son. Angels of Fenway, hear our prayer. We have been chasing, we have been patient. settled in. She was there till the end of the race. Couldn't hear the last words she said, but she was lying there with a smile on her face. Just a little smile on her face. It doesn't feel like a long time ago.
Thank you, Henry.
Greatest rivalry in baseball.
Thank you.
This next song, and then take a brief intermission, come to the end of our set, and so after this next tune we're going to kind of all take a slight break. You should do the same. We'll be back in about 20 minutes. I only mention it because we're going to leave the stage, and I wanted to be prepared for that. But then we'll be back and play the second set. Second set, which is just jam-packed with hit after hit. Not really, but hope you'll find it amusing. So this next song, a song called Line 'Em Up. And it starts, the first verse starts in the Nixon White House, in the final hours of Nixon's administration. He's leaving office. He's said, "I'm not a crook, goodbye." And but he had a staging problem, which always interested me. He had the problem he had was how to get from "goodbye, I'm not a crook" to the helicopter, which was waiting to take him away. And I was interested to see how they solved that sort of exit problem, how they staged it. They lined up all of the White House employees in a long line, and
And Nixon went down the line shaking all of their hands for the last time, perhaps for the first time. And at the end of the line, he was at the helicopter, Bob's your uncle, he was out of there. So I wrote this song really about, it's not really a political tune, it's mostly just about how things kind of tend to line themselves up. It just happens. And the final verse, the last verse, I should explain perhaps too. The rest of the verses in between are just filler, really. And the final verse is, it takes place in Madison Square Garden. Somewhere in the late 70s, there was a mass wedding. The Reverend Sun Moon, he married something like 3,000 couples all at once, you know, just one huge sort of a wave of matrimonial energy that he spread out. It emanated from the Reverend, and it spread out over Madison Square Garden and just married everything that was in the place. Married. People walking outside Madison Square Garden too, walking the dog, married, you know. It was too powerful, and I've traced my steps back and tried to recreate it. I think I was outside Madison Square Garden that same night. I think that happened to me. Anyway, this is Line 'Em Up.
Oh, I remember Richard Nixon back in 74, and the final scene at the White House door, and the staff lining up to say goodbye. Tiny tear in a shifty little eye, he said, nobody knows me, nobody understands. Little people were good to me, oh, I'm gonna shake some hands. Somebody lied. People all standing up, smiles for the loved ones. They go walking on down the aisle. Each re-engages, stepping into the sun. I watch them turn like pages, one by one by one. Somebody line up, line them all.
A special guest.
Yeah.
She and I sort of came out of the box at the same time. We both sort of happened on the scene, pretty much at the same, very close to the same moment, and I've always loved her music, loved working with her. We get to work together this summer, pretty much all summer long, which is going to be great for me. And very soon after my first album came out, she covered one of my tunes, the first one that we'll do here, and it's still my favorite cover that I've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, Bonnie Raitt.
Especially with somebody who's put so much of himself into our lives and into this beautiful place. I'm so thrilled to be on tour with you this summer, James. Thank you. This is one of my all-time favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite people.
What good is that happy life? All you made whole.
Just know how much I care about it. Well, I'm going to sing a song from Nick of Time that my friend John Hyatt wrote. James is kind enough to sing it with me. Are you ready for that thing, baby?
Ready for that.
I'm
We'll try to get her back out here in a little bit.
Funeral for you.
Something entirely different. This is a lullaby that I wrote for my nephew who was the first child born to our generation and my family and who was named after me, little baby James. And I wrote the song in two halves. The first half was driving down to North Carolina to set eyes on the little varmint for the first time. And the second half was written on the Mass Pike, where so many of you will be in a couple of hours, and which is our lifeline here in the Berkshires. We love Route 90, so it gets a mention.
There's a young cowboy living on the range. His horse and his cattle, they're his only companion. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, just waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Yes, and as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, just a thinking about women and glasses of beer. Closing his eyes as the doggies retire, he sings out a song which is soft, but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says goodnight, all you moonlight ladies. Drop on by my sweet baby James. Steep greens and blues, all the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? Oh, I'm rocking by my sweet baby James. Now the first of December was covered in snow.
as and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge, Boston. Berkshire seemed green like on account of that crossing. 10 miles behind me, 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing relating to the highway. There's a song that they sing relating to the sea. There's a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if I'd help you to sleep. Oh, and the singing seemed to work fine. So good night, all your moonlight ladies, coupled by old sweet baby Jane. Yes, it's deep greens and blue for the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down and find dreams? Oh, time to rock all by my sweet baby jeans. Thank you.
don't let the ushers tell you not to stand up. If you feel like standing up, go ahead.
We are bound, and we are. recognize that there are ties between us.
For a, just a little bit of Andy Floyd. Come knock on some wood now. Just for luck.
Girl, love.
to the thank you game.
The founder of rock and roll, Chuck Berry, and so it's, you don't really need an excuse to do a Chuck Berry tune, you know, it's just the best. I understand that the orbiting space station Explorer, as it heads out into the cosmos, as it passes the Kuiper belt and the Van Allen belt, has got some Chuck Berry on board, so that if any alien civilizations ever do visit us, they may already know about Chuck Berry. It'd be a good thing.
Never learn.
trying to keep you there. This is a song made famous by Wilson Pickett.
And the fish
just close your eyes and think of me. This is soon I will be turn bright in. Oh, even the darkest night, you just call out my name, and you know. Spring, summer, or fall, for all you've got to do is walk. And I'll be there, yes, I'll be there. You've got a friend. If the sky
same without you, you know. Thanks for coming. And I know that there's fireworks that are going to start in a little bit here, and I'm going to stick around and watch the fireworks. That's what we should. We should take our entire military budget and just do really good fireworks. There's a stupid idea. Okay. Also, I want to encourage you to make Tanglewood more frequently a part of your summer plans, because there's some beautiful music here, unlike you'll be able to hear it anywhere else. It's really the best in the world, the best symphonic music in all the world right here. And I also want to thank you. Tonight's concert is a benefit for the Tanglewood Music Center. And so for that, we thank you. But anyway, so come here and check it out sometime in on a beautiful weekend when they've got their classical program running, because it's really, there's nothing like it anywhere on earth. There's a new learning center, the Lindy Center, that's just opened up here, which is also a beautiful facility, a great resource for us here. Okay, I'll shut up now, and we'll play you one last lullaby.
Oh, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes, you can close your eyes, it's alright. No, I don't know no love song, I can't sing the blues anymore, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long for another day. And no one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. Only close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all. Sing the blues anymore. Sure, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm
Tanglewood.